Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike. It's been a few years, but I'm excited to get this man back in the studio here in the Mile High City. He is at Comedy Works South at the Landmark. You know who it is. We got Dave Attell. What's up, Dave?
What's happening, Mike? Good to see you again, buddy.
Welcome back to the Mile High City.
Has it really been those many years?
Well, it's been that many years since I've seen you. You've probably been at Comedy Works since.
I don't know. Last time I came here, pot wasn't as legal as it is now. So.
Oh, then it might have been 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, about 2 years ago.
It's a whole new town now.
Well, then, yeah. Then welcome back.
I like it. Are you guys going to give it more of a pot-friendly name than Denver? Like, you know, maybe Denverlicious or the Big D?
I think that's on the next ballot.
Okay.
I think that's on the next ballot. By the next time you come here, something else might be legal. Colorado just does stuff like that.
But here's what happens. They always legalize one thing you like and they take away another. I was in Seattle. Pot's legal. Plastic bags no longer legal.
Oh, man.
So it's sad. If you want a plastic bag, you're like, oh, what am I going to do?
you got to give something up if you want something in return. What's been going on with you, man?
Well, a couple of good things. I mean, I've been touring, as always, but I'm working on... I guess I was lucky to be picked to be in one of the episodes of Crashing last season. That's on HBO with Pete Holmes. And, I'm not an actor, so we both know this, Mike. But, it was cool to get to play myself, I guess, in a comedy setting. And, there's a lot of great comics in it. Artie Lang and, I don't know. Judd Apatow is the guy who put it all together. And he loves comedy. He is a comic. And Pete Holmes is the star. This is his show. And, We're all happy for him, and we're hoping that it really does well.
Oh, that's cool. So you get to be a part of that, so this is going to be the second season?
Second season. Maybe they'll have me in it, maybe they won't, but I'm just trying to support the cause. And speaking of causes, this is one that you'll love. I do a charity, a military family, for the veterans' children, like while they're deployed, send them to camps, different things like that, where they get together and also have like a summer kind of... fun while their parents are deployed.
Yeah.
Also, like when the parents come back, it gives them a chance to reconnect together. So it's a great thing. It's called Operation Purple, and you can go to my site, davidtell.com. So that's the business of it all. I think your fans love the troops, so this is a cool thing for them to check out.
Yeah, like you said, it's at davidtell.com. You can find all the information on there.
There you go.
And, we want to welcome you back. And you talk about you're not an actor, but for not being an actor, I mean, you've done quite a bit. Now, whether it's that or even on the TV side with all the talk shows.
I've done a few parts, but not a lot.
Yeah, but on the TV side, I mean, you've, over the course of the, however many years, I mean, you've been part of pretty much every late night show.
I've been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah.
So there you go. While you were a young boy.
I was 30 years ago. I was 2 years old.
So there you go. While you were a two-year-old boy.
Two-year-old boy.
I was starting out in the comedy world. I've done a few. That's very nice of you to say. I've done a few parts. I guess they call them like walk-ons or, whatever, special guest kind of thing.
Well, I was going to say, besides that, like you said, but at the end of the day, you're always doing stand-up. You're staying on the road and you get out. What is it like? I mean, because you've had so many opportunities, with your career. Not so many opportunities, but you've done so much with your career. But like to keep coming back to stand-up, what is it about like going on stage?
I would like to go with your original thought. I've had a lot of opportunities and I've walked away from every one of them.
Yeah.
I really have. No, acting is kind of like what people do, especially at this point in the comedy world, like where they do acting and stuff like that. But I never was a good actor. And from my first acting thing in Pootie Tang, which is directed by the great Louis C.K., multiple other appearances, it's not a right fit for me. It's kind of funny because, like actors like are fanatical, like they want to, like comics, fanatical, they want to, but like for me, it's like I'm always like, hey, how much time and like do I get to riff the lines? Then I like it. I like when you get to make it up.
Well, and then coming up, you're going to be voicing Satan.
Yes.
You'll be voicing Satan, The Adventures of Drunky.
Well, I'm not Satan. I'm more of a demon. The Satan guy is an actual great voiceover guy. He's English.
IMDb needs a step there, gang.
But I wish I was the Satan part. He got way more yucks than I did. But yeah, I play one of the demons in an animated feature. And by the way, you know, animation now, it's very CG and, like, you know, this is like classic old school. Like, it looks drawn to me. It looks like, you know, like Fantasia kind of thing. So it really is, like, impressive what they did. They're very talented. And that was cool. I like doing the voiceovers. That's the most fun because you get to, like, just, like, do it a million different ways. It's so much fun. And it's dirty, by the way. It's in a dirty cartoon, which is about time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, on Netflix, you know, they just added F is the, you know, F is for family. And, I mean, to me, I mean, something, you know, something about that. The dirty comedy, like, it's you can watch, obviously, and, you know, The Simpsons and stuff, they're all amazing. But it is nice to kind of be able to get, like, a rated R.
And I like a rated R cartoon because if, like, the kids walk in, you just turn the sound off. They're having a good time.
Yeah. They're happy. We have Dave Attell in studio. He's at Comedy Works South, the Landmark, this weekend. And he came on the right weekend. Like, this is going to be the first, like, real summer weekend.
I know.
It's 90 degrees.
I'm worried, Mike.
You worried?
Yeah, the Dead are in town. I mean, Metallica was just here.
Yeah.
These are the heavy hitters, man. And this is like, you know, you guys like music, especially outdoor, like with the moon and rocks and stuff. Like, you guys really like it wild, like...
Oh, there's the crowd that likes it wild. There's the crowd that's been wild all week, and they want to go laugh and wind their weekend down.
Well, from here, I hope.
Oh, there's no hope.
My old crowd of laughers, because this always was a great town for me for comedy. You know, really some really great comedy fans in this town. But I know I'm up against, like you said, it's the summer. I assume there's some kind of pot festival going to happen, maybe crafting. Nothing.
It's going to be in front of Comedy Works South. You're going to be okay.
Be able to walk in by accident.
It's not booked yet, but I'm going to book it right now, and then we're going to walk them right into your show, and it's going to be a good time. Like I said, you can get those tickets at comedyworks.com. So, you know, for me, like, you know, my first, I mean, you think about what, you know, 15 years ago, I mean, I was, just, you know, just 17. Getting to 16, 17, but I would stay up and I'd watch Insomniac.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't, you know, when I think about it, it doesn't feel like it's been 15 years, but yeah, the show, like, wrapped up about 15 years ago. But, you know, to me, I remember the show. I remember it. And from what I hear, like, nowadays, you don't drink.
No, you don't need that. Yeah.
See, they need to bring the show back and do an Insomniac version for, like, for what you do now. Because there's food, there's late night grub, there's still stuff to do late night when you're.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of stuff out there now, but. I think most of it's being Instagrammed and tweeted instead of experienced. But here's my new idea. You can help me out. Where, like, because I'm way too old. You know, I can't even drink anymore, really. But it'd be cool if, like, I just kind of, like, you know, like, they put me in a coffin and they just send me a place. And then I pop out and, like, creep everyone out. And then, like, when they're done with me, they throw me back in the coffin and, like, mail me to the next place.
You know, that's a plan that we could maybe work out.
It'd be good. It'd be like, no, you know, like it would be a travel show, but it would also be about, like, you know, mortality and you know, big issues. You know what I'm talking about? Zen.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's brought all over. Just there a dead go. Body just carried all over for a good time.
See, I knew you could turn that into a pitch.
I got you.
It went from idea to pitch right there. Next thing we got to do is domain name it.
As long as you can sell it and make it happen. Will you put it on DaveAttell.com, though?
You know, actually... even having a website now makes you feel old.
Oh, okay.
You're like,
so what's next for you, man? You got a Comedy Works this weekend. Obviously, you're staying on the road. You got the Adventures of Drunkie. You got anything coming up this year?
I hope to, like, put out a new hour, like, in the next year or year and a half or something like that. Because, you know, I'd like to do one more, especially while I'm still able to put some jokes together. But, you know, it's very PC now. So, like, every joke that you write, you got to immediately, like, take it back and, like, rewrite it. So. I hope to do that, especially for the fans of jokes and comedy. So that would be good. And then, you know, I'm always working on other like little projects. But, you know, I guess just being out on the road, connecting to the fans, especially the ones that come see me. I really can't thank them enough because I always say this on everyone. They drink hard, they laugh hard, and they can take a joke. And they usually tip hard, too. So
yeah.
I like that, and I appreciate them. So I'm into it.
And that's what at least, you know, the perception I get from a lot of the comedians that come to town here to Denver is the Denver, the comedy scene, the people that like, the people love comedy and they know comedy and they appreciate comedy. And so you can always get a good crowd out and Comedy Works is obviously amazing. And
well, Denver, of course, we can't thank Denver enough, but let's talk about Boulder and how they're not stepping up.
Okay, Boulder.
Just because I don't have at least two or three snowboarding stories doesn't mean that I'm not interesting. I like Boulder, how, like, that is, like, one of those places where, like, you know, those people have, like, all those crazy skills. You know, like, they can juggle. They can snowboard.
Hopscotch.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
They know how to, like, you know, make their own glue.
Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of hard to impress them.
Well, I'm going to get you a Sunday afternoon in Boulder. We're going to get you there. We're gonna,
cool.
Not for comedy, just to do all those things exactly. That you just said you didn't
for
know
face painting.
You got to learn how to do it. Well, we want to thank you for making time for us.
Thank you always for having me.
This weekend, Comedy Works South of the Landmark. It's going down to Dave Attell. Beautiful summer weekend, so it's a great weekend to get out some comedy, and Comedy Works has
air some, those laughs out.
They have some good AC up at the Comedy Works.
Yeah, that's a sell.
Get your tickets at comedyworks.com. Dave Attell, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night,
pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.